The Purple Heart is a military honor given to service members who are wounded or killed while serving. But for various reasons, medals can become lost or separated from their recipients over time. A Vermont nonprofit, Purple Hearts Reunited, has been working to return lost medals to the descendants of their original recipients. Since 2012, the group has returned over 150 military artifacts to families and military halls of honor across the country. Recently, a Purple Heart was reunited with the family of Private First Class Cedric Laraway. BPR's Rick Singeri attended the ceremony.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The ceremony to return Private Laraway's Purple Heart to his family began with the Pledge of Allegiance at the Stowe Historical Society. Private Laraway was born in 1918, and the Stowe native enlisted in the Army in November 1943. He served with the 314th Regiment, 79th Infantry Division in France. Hannah Doyle is with Purple Hearts Reunited, and she presided over the Laraway ceremony.
One of the neat things about this whole process is being able to fill in some of the gaps for the families at some times. You know, sometimes we don't know all the details of a veteran's life, and then we start digging in with the impetus of a lost medal, and we find out all kinds of things.
74-year-old Dorothy Westcombe came from Florida for the ceremony and composed a note for the occasion to honor her father's service.
Cedric Charles Laraway was my dad. He joined the Army to help defend our country. He left his family behind. That must have been difficult, to know he might not ever see them again. He was going to miss them and the things that children do. He was going to a totally new way of life, fighting in a war. It must have been a terrifying experience. Dad did his best, but that didn't save him. He died in action. He didn't come back home. No, he was lost. Lost in the battle, not to see his family ever again.
Broad-shouldered Timothy Hodette, a chief in the Vermont National Guard, somberly observed the ceremony.
There's something about a Purple Heart. You know, it's hard to describe. I always just tell the young guys in the units, don't go looking for a medal. It's not worth it.
Hodette served in the Vermont Guard with the founder of Purple Hearts Reunited, Zachariah Fike. Both men earned Purple Hearts while deployed in Afghanistan.
He was actually at the ceremony when I was awarded my Purple Heart, and I got to be at the ceremony when he was awarded his. I was actually blown up in a place in Afghanistan, over in Farah, Afghanistan. I suffered an injury on my head, and they gave me the Purple Heart. I wasn't looking for it, and it just, don't go looking for medals, best I can say, you know.
But once a medal is bestowed on a soldier, Purple Hearts Reunited wants to make sure it stays with his or her family. Hannah Doyle says the organization receives two or three medals a week that have been separated from the veterans who earn them. Veterans like Private First Class Laraway.
So, with no further ado, we want to get this back to your family as soon as possible. And we thank you for your service and your sacrifice, and we honor Cedric Laraway.
Thank you. Means so much.
For VPR News, I'm Rick Singeri.
Purple Hearts Reunited was founded by Vermont Army National Guard Captain Zachariah Fike. We interviewed him in 2012 when he first began his work to return Purple Hearts to families of veterans. You can listen to that interview and learn more at VPR.net.